Hi, dictation for Melinda Lawson, MALENDALAWSON, date of service 1-10-2022. The patient date of birth is 7-19-2006. Date of service is 1-10-2022. The patient presents for follow-up visit. She reports that her neck pain is improved. Now it is only 1 or 2 and is merely a discomfort. Low back pain and mid back 7, and it is bothering her a lot and keeping her awake, and sleep is affected. And she no radiation of pain to the upper arm or lower extremities at all. No numbness, tingling are reported. There is a muscle spasm in back that is reported. She also reports that she has ache occasionally, and she feels dizzy only on prolonged staring at some object, and no chest pain anymore. And her mentation is poor, and she feels dizzy and no vertigo, though no vision problems. And she has been referred to a neuropsych evaluation that she has not yet done. She was informed that she should call the Children's Hospital at Detroit to achieve that. And pain level is 3-7. ADLs are not gravely affected. She's able to continue her studies. 40% relief and reported by the patient. In the ADL, patients report that general activity is affected 7 and mood is affected 6. In system review, in neurology and psych, patient does not report any headaches, vision disturbance, double vision. She doesn't report any seizure weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. She doesn't report any loss of memory, anxiety, depression. She reports she's ongoing dizziness and vertigo, occasional blackouts that she has had, difficulty sleeping, and lack of concentration. With blackout, she doesn't complete loss of consciousness. She just feels that she's blackout. In the painness, there is pain in the lower back and mid back and neck with the clicking and grinding. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. 40% improvement is reported by the patient in the pain area. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is at 10 over 5, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 12-20-2022, dish number 0113-025. Please use the general review and the examination of the musculoskeletal system and muscle system. And diagnosis, the center of care is to continue treating the patient with non-narcotic medications, which have been provided to her. And they include the lidocaine gel, Motrin gel, lidocaine patches, as well as Flexil, Motrin, and Essifex. She has been referred to pediatric psychiatry, pediatric neuropsych, and a chiropractor also for evaluation and treatment, along with physical therapy that is continuing 3 times per week. The patient is otherwise stable and agrees with the treatment plan. And she has been advised to use heat at home, and yoga, meditation, to further help the issue. She's been asked to call us if any issue comes up. Thank you. She'll be seen in 3 weeks' time.